13:32, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel Madonna and Cherish at 10 to 8. Joining us now is the federal member for Hinkler, Keith Pick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you from sunny Canberra.
Sunny Bundaberg as well. So there we go. We've got something in common at this hour of the morning. All right, let's get into a couple of topics, if I may. Obviously, the first one is the interest rate rise yesterday. It was the ninth in 10 months because they didn't meet last month. People already struggling. And must mind, obviously, now more money into the budget. We're being told by the Federal Treasurer that they're going to help with the cost of living with cheaper tablets, cheaper childcare, all of those sorts of things. Will your party be holding the government to account in relation to the cost of living, electricity, gas prices? Because people are already struggling, and we're also hearing that inflation's peaking, in quotation marks.
Well, the short answer is yes, and you always pay more under Labor. That has always been what our history says, and that's what's happening right now. And no matter how much the Treasurer might want to deflect and blame others, and it's all someone else's fault, they've been in government for 6 or 7 months now. He is the Treasurer. It is their economic decisions. They've inserted themselves into the energy market, and look how that's going. Mm. Prices are still going up. He said, I don't know how many times that inflation has peaked, and yet we saw a record level of inflation, the highest rate in 30 years, and this is the result.
Do you, you mentioned there about the inflation. Experts are saying that it's peaking now and it's going to go down. You mentioned that Jim Chalmers has said months ago that it was peaking or it's peaked. Do you see it continuing to go up, or do you think it will actually start to decrease now?
Well, I mean, these decisions on interest rates are aimed directly at reduced inflation. But we haven't seen, in my view, anything that looks like it's flattening or peaking or anything else. And so every single person out there trying to pay a mortgage, including me and my family, you know exactly how much more it's costing every single month because of increases in interest rates. You add that into the increase in cost of living, your power prices and gas prices are up, food's up, fuel's up. It's a very difficult time right across the board. So, the Treasurer said he's going to do something, but I'm yet to see what it is other than roundtables and blaming the Reserve Bank.
Now, it is the first sitting week of the year from Federal Parliament. Is it sort of like a new kid at school? I mean, there's new faces, there's new positions, and does it feel like that first week of school? And what has actually come out of this week?
Well, I could do this too, but not really. There are a number of new faces around. Obviously, the new government's still trying to find its feet and find its way, not terribly successfully, I have to say. But the parliament is the parliament. We're here to represent the constituents of the Hinkler. I did a speech earlier in the week talking about what my hopes are and the reasons that I'm here. And people keep sending me, I'll keep coming and I'll keep fighting for them because no one sent me to Canberra to sit around nodding my head in furious agreement, I've got to say.
Now, of course, with that, you were talking about nuclear power. Now, what were you actually saying with that?
Well, I think you need to have facts in any debate, and the facts certainly aren't being put forward by the Labor Party. Australia signed up to the AUKUS agreement, where we'll have nuclear submarines in this country. That means that you'll have nuclear capability, which means you need a nuclear industry, you need technical nuclear specialists, and you have to deal with the waste that comes out of submarines. If you can put it in what's a really complex, technically advanced tin can that goes under the water, well, surely you can utilise it for cheap power on a block of concrete somewhere, like many other nations around the world do. And if you look at the USA, the big argument's always around waste. Well, the United States provides power to about 70 million people from nuclear energy. It produces about 2,000 tonne a year of waste, which sounds like a lot, but it's only about half an Olympic swimming pool. I mean, you compare that to 43 million tonne of wind turbine blades alone. That's expected by 2050. They're not in the same realm.
Federal Member for Hinkler, Keith Pitt, joins me this morning. Yesterday was Safer Internet Day. Can you tell us a little bit about the day and if there's any websites for people to get information? Because we know, obviously, scams are on the rise and also protection of our younger generation.
Well, we established what's known as the E-Safety Commissioner. So for all of your listeners, if you have a problem, particularly with people who are abusive online and those sorts of things, go to esafety.gov.au, all W's of course, www.esafety.gov.au, and there's lots of support and ways to deal with those types of challenges. But Safer Internet Day has been around for quite some time. It's about 20 years. And the theme is connect, reflect, protect. And I think, you know, the more we live our lives online and, you know, just the reality of the modern world, the more we need to make sure that our existing laws and all the protections for our community are maintained, whether it's online or offline.
Federal Member for Hinkler, Keith Pitt, really do appreciate your time.
That's great with you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. That is the Federal Member for Hinkler, Keith Pitt, joining us on 1332 4BU.